Welcome to Explorers Wanted. We are a weekly Numenera actual play podcast. I will be your sweet, kind, and gentle GM, Daniel Anderlich. With me today is Stace Babcock.
Well, tonight I am enjoying Sunny D Vodka Seltzer, which is as bad as it sounds.
It sounds like alcohol for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about corporate America.
It sounds like those Brennan Lee Mulligan CEO videos where it's like the one from Jewel about how they advertise to kids and how he's going to stop.
Mm. Yeah.
Samson Davis.
Hot take. Sunny D was never that good.
Okay, now I'm leaving.
It was just low quality orange juice. I think it was only exciting because it was like, oh, look, something that's other than water when you're a kid, you know?
First of all, it technically had juice.
Yeah, but it was just really watered down.
It was like tang, but it was like thick tang.
Wow, that does not sell it at all.
Sunny D's defense, I hate orange juice.
Yeah, I can't have orange juice because of acid reflux anymore. But from when I did enjoy orange juice, I'll say this. It's pulp or get the fuck out.
You're right.
Yes, yes.
You're right.
I cannot do pulp. It's a texture thing.
Well, Alex, now you're going to have to lead the podcast.
And Alex Finn.
I'm trying to convince myself not to go downstairs and eat 2 pounds of steak.
Why? Because of your soft 90?
Do it.
No, because we're doing a podcast right now.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair, fair.
That's a good point.
I mean, this recording will have video, so if you just want to eat like 2 pounds of steak just raw during the recording, we can publish that on Patreon.
And you know what? I think Dan could probably use the mouth sounds for some monster down the road, so why not? It's content.
Mouth sounds.
Well, you see, it was meat I had to use today, so I was just like, I'm going to make duck bulky, but mainly steak.
Nice.
So it's just sitting there in duck bulky sauce with some like duck bulky, but like it's a bunch of steak just ready to eat. It's so juicy.
Speaking of juicy,
Die Hard Dice, not edible technically. Die Hard Dice, what a bunch of wonderful people making wonderful dice for your TTRPG needs.
But if you put it in your mouth, you will salivate.
Jesus.
It's science, just saying. So yeah, Die Hard Dice, they got a bunch of wonderful designs. They got the Hellforge Hex Breakers. They got a bunch of beautiful acrylic sets. Some of them look like they're metallic themselves. Looking at the Skull Scorcher right now is like bright red. Fucking cool. But they got a bunch of sets. They got life counters for Magic Gathering. They got D6s for counters, also for MTG. Or one of those other weird games like Fate that use D6s for their rolls. Anyway, Die Hard Dice has got it. So when you find a set that's perfect for you, or perfect for the gift that you definitely need to give to a person right now, use our code EXPLORERSWANTED. Get 10% off your order, get high-quality product for a little bit cheaper, and you're helping to support the show. So go do that, please. Please. Please.
So, who remembers what happened last time? I am going to pick on Stace.
Yeah, so no shit, there we were in fucking lanes. Ilsen was making her way through the streets and sent a wee child to deliver a message to the Enclave that said, basically, yo, Magpie was kidnapped, or meet us in the warehouse district. Turns out Magpie was right there. And so Ezri said her final farewell to the Enclave people, and she, Neva, and Magpie set off to the warehouse district where Ilsen was like, oh, holy shit. And after unsuccessfully trying to get information out of Magpie, the team just sort of caught up for a bit on the happenings, and Ilsen met Neva in all of his glory. Yes. And they headed down to Tier 13, to Ilker's territory, to try and find Ezri a new home. Ezri found her dad's old friend, Pol, one of the Ilkers, who seems to be a bit of an information broker, had an enlightening conversation about how dangerous Magpie and her associates are.
What?
Potentially corporate. Pol also really drove home the point that Ezri was in big fucking trouble.
Oof.
Yes. But did at the end of the day give a recommendation for a place to stay. While Ezri was having that conversation, Neva was trying to entice Ilsen to dance. I don't think it worked.
No.
No.
Ilsen's such a square.
Yeah. Not fun at all.
Magpie was magpieing during this time. Not like 100% sure what Magpie was doing. Probably picking pockets or something.
Magpie the person or Magpie the beast?
Yes. Same, same. Magpie was just chilling mostly, right?
I think.
Yeah, Magpie was just getting up to bar stuff. So she went to the fight side.
Yeah.
Of the bar. After concluding the bar business, the crew headed out to go to Rosita's and get the room. Ezri did tentatively agree to get a matching tattoo with Neva if Neva could prove that he could stop shouting sensitive information at the top of his lungs in public. So we'll see how that goes. She's trying positive reinforcement. And as the group was walking away, Magpie noted a ghoul watching them. There was also someone from Singlet's organization on the roof, and the horny murder golem was also present. And that is where we ended the episode.
That's going to be so much fun when that catches up to us.
It has literally caught up to us.
All of it, right now.
I think we still have like 10 minutes before it actually does.
Seconds. We have seconds.
So, Magpie, you have now noticed this conglomerations of various individuals with interests in you guys. So you have been walking down tier 12.
Are we in 12 or 13? I thought we were on 13.
Oh, 13 is what you wanted. That's right. I think Stace said 13 is what she wanted, and I think I said 12, okay, which shouldn't have been. So I'm going to retcon it and say you guys are on tier 13.
Okay.
Excellent.
I think Magpie's going to kind of lean forward into Ezri's ear and be like, so if you look now behind us, there are three people who are probably going to kick our ass.
Should I look behind us now, or should I pretend like I don't see them?
That's up to you. We have some people I know, some people probably here for Ilsen, and the murder golem who's taller than you.
Okay, I'm turning around. Ezri looks for this murder golem that's taller than her.
Magpie has said something about it, so that'll give you an asset. It is a 21 to spot them.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Ezri's trained.
They do stealth at level 8.
Fuck.
I got a 12, so.
Yeah, you can't spot them.
What? Well, that wouldn't get her anybody else either.
In fact, you can't spot any of the people that she mentioned.
Yeah.
I heard my name. What are we talking about?
Oh, your shadows are back there, too.
Oh, wait. You make it sound like there's more than one?
Yes. Well, there's the guards, another organization, and the murder golem.
Oh, what's the other organization?
We're more worried about the murder golem.
All right. Are we running?
Do you think that would help?
It's something to do. Something to try.
Ezra's just going to activate her stars now. She's not going to fly. She's just going to activate them. 11.
So they go flying out around you. Now, Ilsen, if you wish, you could also make a perception roll with an asset from Magpie, because she's pointed this out.
Is the DC on that?
18 or 24, so you have an asset from Magpie, so it's a 21. You have flex skill and perception, so it is a 18 with the highest lomer or a 12.
8.
Streets look empty.
Where are we going? I know where we're going. I don't think Ilsen does.
I'm assuming we're finding Ezra's apartment, because we always know where she lives.
We're actually heading toward the Pain's Needle, I think, technically.
Is that really where you're going?
I mean, if we're being shadowed, it's probably a good idea.
I don't know where Rosita's is, but if that's where they were going, it's not where Ezra's going now.
Okay. Yeah, you can go to Pain's Needle. You get there, it is a very clear, it's a small shop, like all great tattoo parlors. It looks very crusty from the outside. You're sure that they're probably quite talented, but it is definitely like a run-down little building, and everybody who's hanging out near there is completely tatted up, and Neva can barely contain his excitement. He's hopping from one foot to the other, but he's not saying anything.
He learns.
Go ahead and check it out, Neva.
He runs up and starts looking at the sample art.
While he's doing that, so should we like try to go to the tunnels or something?
I was thinking maybe we would go out the back door and, the tunnels.
Now, I will say this. On this tier, you guys have no fucking idea about the tunnel situation.
Mm-hmm. I was expecting that.
So you will be going around looking for tunnels.
Okay.
I mean, you know it's going to be on the far sides of this tier either way, but you don't know, like, are the tunnels on both sides? Are they just on one side? Like, it varies quite a bit. Not to say that you can't do that. I just want to make sure you guys know, like, in story, what you're dealing with.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Then out the back we go.
All right.
Come on, Neva.
Neva, don't get excited.
Okay, so you guys go into the tattoo parlor?
Yep. Remember the tattoo parlor, guys?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you go in there, and there's one person doing tattoos on the far side using a Numenera device that is different from the one that Ezri has, but it's still pretty cool. I think the closest comparison would be, you know how in The Expanse, like when they want to put up graffiti or paint something, they're like waving a wand over it to put the paint on it? It's sort of like that with a tattoo. You get the impression it's still painful, because honestly, that's part of the tattoo culture. But it's, at the same time, it's like, it's so fast, the process of doing it. And the person at the desk is like, hey, can I help you? Do you have an appointment already?
We're just looking around. Thought we'd poke our heads in.
Okay, well, the sample art's over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there it is. Wow. Wow, a lot of flowers.
Yeah. Flowers are popular. I don't know what to say.
No judgment. Just taking notes.
For some reason, people really like either flowers, ribbons, or demons. Can't tell you why.
You could tell me. I won't tell anyone.
Okay, well, he points to a tattoo that is almost like the face of a demonic figure, except that their mouth is vertical. The mouth looks like sort of a stylized vagina with a pierced clitoral hood.
Wow. Did you draw that one?
No. Oddly enough, we get a lot of requests for that one. So we just decided to do it as a sample so that people would have a choice that they could refer to.
Hmm. I got to know. What's the general demographic? A lot of men who feel the world is against them getting that one? Making a statement about...
Oddly, no.
Really?
A lot of abdomen tattoos for women. Usually hard cases. A lot of ilkers.
Oh.
But, you know, we have things for other cultures as well. And she motions to an image of just the lamest bird flying over a tree branch, but then with poop dropping from its backside. This is really popular with the, well, people with your accent.
What is the lore behind that?
Yeah, what is there like a symbology that Ilsen would pick up on?
So the pooping part is not clear to you, but you do recognize the branch. It looks like the branch of a tree out of context, but you would recognize it as if somebody like looked very closely at the seal of the ferns and was just looking at one branch of the fern that is a fern branch as opposed to a tree.
And the bird is pooping on the branch?
It is not pooping on the branch. It is flying over the branch and pooping on something else.
Huh, okay. That's a choice people make. Sure. All right, well.
I'm going to add something else. It also says, remember F.
All right. I think Ilsen kind of suspects that has something to do with the War of Woes, but isn't quite sure what the direct meaning is.
You would know.
I would know. Great.
Well, you wouldn't know exactly, but you would have a guess. Dropped it for you.
Ah, interesting. While this is happening, can Ilsen be enough of a distraction to get Ezri and Magpie and Neva out the back door?
They could have an asset on it, but it's not going to guarantee it.
Sure.
She's going to give some good advice. She's going to say, hey, when you leave through the back door, close it behind you.
Okay. So is Magpie trying to go out the back door?
Yes.
You will have two assets on this. So that will be a 3, actually.
Good, because I got a 3. Boop.
Okay. You slip out the back door.
She trips a little going out.
Ezri?
What's the difficulty?
Well, first I'm going to have you roll for Neva.
Oh, okay, right.
So you're giving 2 assets, so it's also a 3 for Neva.
9.
Okay. Neva makes it out the back door. It is a 9.
For Ezri?
Well, you actually have an asset from Ilsen, so it's a 6.
Because Ezri's so big. 13.
Okay. You get out the back door. Ilsen, you've been busy talking to this person about the art.
It is something to consider. As I said, I was just looking, but this is giving me some ideas, so I'm going to go with my friends and, oh, it seems they have left without me, so I suppose I'm going to leave.
Okay. Sorry to hear that, but hopefully we'll see you again.
That's totally fine. Have a good day. And Nelson is going to leave out the front door face morphed.
Nice.
Okay. Give me a stealth roll of 6 so you don't freak out people. Like, basically, that you're face morphing in such a way that nobody inside notices your face changing before you step out.
I see. All right. 8.
Okay, cool. You face morph and you step out into the street. Now, one thing I do want to remind you is that whenever you face morph, it does not change your clothing. It just changes your face.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Okay. Are you, what does your face morph look like?
I think this one looks like a much older woman, like early to mid 50s, short kind of cropped gray hair. And she's gonna walk out with a bit of a limp and then I guess kind of go around the block, try to find where the back door is to the Pain's Needle and meet up with others.
Okay, so give me a 15 stealth roll. You missed the opportunity to get a second asset, so.
I missed the opportunity?
Yes, you chose poorly.
Oh. All right, fine. I'm trained in stealth, so that'd be a 12. Mm-hmm. Would this be a speed stealth roll or an intellect stealth roll? Since I'm not really hiding.
I think you could argue either way.
Okay.
Depending on how you want to narratively describe what you're doing.
No sense leaning into the disguise, so she's not unseen. So I would say I'm going to put an intellect effort into this.
Okay.
Bring it to a 9. Natural 20.
Damn, it's about time.
Fucking finally. Thank you, RNGesus. Jesus.
Okay, so you are definitely going to be utterly unnoticed as you go around the corner here with your disguise. Incidentally, the opportunity for an extra asset is if you had added a face tattoo so that you would have looked the part coming out of a tattoo parlor.
Oh, yeah.
But you're definitely going to get this. What would you propose as a major effect?
As a major effect, I would like our various shadows to be caught up on the Pain's Needle for a while.
That is super smart, because had you not done that, it would have come down to an even Zerod's roll.
Excellent.
Because the people following you are not stupid.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so you guys are rendezvous in the back streets. Ezri, you and Magpie see an old woman with a limp coming around the corner up to you guys.
Guys want some candy? I got some candy for ya.
Back.
Oh, I love candy.
Yes. I'm sure you do, young man.
And then Elsa just like lightly slaps him in the face and changes her face back.
Don't accept candy from strangers.
Holy! He like puts his hand over his mouth. Holy fuck, did you know she could do that?
Slap you in the face? Yes. I didn't. And then she slaps him in the face too.
Ow. He turns to Esther. He's like, I'm getting real mixed signals here.
I don't think they're very mixed. Just getting slapped in the face.
Yeah, but usually I pay for that.
Oh, what friends are for?
I mean, you can also pay me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be weird. Just saying, that's what usually happens. Not with the chick up on the surface city, though. I gotta tell you, Ezri, that was fucking wild.
I am happy for you, Neva. I don't need to hear about it, Neva.
You would not believe the kinds of shit that rich people are into.
And I definitely would believe it.
Could we save this for the tunnels?
It could be good walking stories. If we need a side business, we need to know.
Secret tunnel. Secret tunnel.
Yeah, okay, let's get going. So anyway, I was like totally suspended, okay?
With rope or something else?
It was with rope, and I was totally suspended. I didn't have any control of the situation. The Warrior was amazing.
What was this person's name? Was it a noble or somebody who would... Could this be an interesting story of?
That's a good question. I think she was, like, Shelly? No, Stera. Stera, that was her name. Yeah.
Does that ring a bell? Important knowledge? That...
No.
Damn it.
Nice try, though.
So, how many hooks were the ropes using?
You know, it was weird. I couldn't see all of it. All I know is that, like, she had me suspended, and somehow she made it work.
Elsa's just, like, looking at Ezri the whole time, like, this guy? This guy.
He leans in conspiratorially to Magpie.
I have never come so hard in my life.
I mean, you would hope if you have a good suspension system, it could really be interesting.
I'm telling you, like, I kind of want to go back and ask her to teach me, but she was kind of done with me after that, which, you know, that's okay. I get it.
I'm just thinking we could set up. There are a lot of empty buildings we could test out suspension in.
Fuck yes, I love this idea.
Well, I'm just saying, we could do this. Claim it as a business, and then we have a place to store people that we don't like.
Yeah, but if they're anything like me, they're gonna like it. Because let me tell you, I was rock hard within minutes.
It makes getting people easier if they know it's gonna be fun.
That's true. That's true. I'm telling you, I was so hard, I was purple. It was great.
Maybe we should let our shadows catch us. Maybe that's a better better way to live than this.
I think this could work.
I would say I'm sorry, listeners, but I'm not.
We are not. The melatonin's hitting right now.
Magpie and Neva cannot become allies. This would be devastating.
Neva has definitely locked in on Magpie as the one that's most likely to go along with this craziness.
But she's also the person who beat him and put him in a shack.
Also, he clearly has like a punishment fetish too.
Surprisingly insightful of Neva, I would say.
Yeah, I think it was the punishment, you know, for blabbing about Esri that really brought them together.
Mm-hmm. So where are you guys going?
Tunnels.
To the tunnels, yeah. Which we assume are around the edges. So we head to the edges.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got down here somehow, didn't we?
Yeah, but you could have done tunnels or you could have done lifts. And honestly, you probably would have done lifts since you don't know the tunnels down here canonically.
Okay.
So your shadows are, because of a major effect, definitely focused on Payne's needle right now. But I still would like Stace, evens or odds?
Ooh, evens?
Samson, roll a die. Tell me if you get even or odd.
Odd.
Okay. You guys have not yet found the tunnels, but you have spotted Rosius.
And we've lost our tails at this point?
Maybe.
They are fixated on Payne's needle. That doesn't mean that they won't eventually reacquire you. But for now, you are tailless.
Okay. Neva.
Yeah.
Daniel, how much would like a 2-bedroom space be reasonably?
You're not sure with Rosalita's for sure, but how long are you saying that you're going to stay there?
Start with 2 weeks.
I think you would could assume for two places for 2 weeks, it's probably going to be 20 shins.
Okay. Ezri has her mask on. She puts her hood up. She says, Neva, you're going to do the talking. You're going to go in there.
No problem. I can do it. I'm really good as the face. I can do the talking.
Okay. We're going to see if they have 2 bedrooms with a kitchenette.
Okay.
In common area.
Okay.
And we're going to run it for 2 weeks.
That's kind of a taller order. Like a kitchenette and a common area, you're talking about like probably closer to 30 shins.
Oh, Ezri hands over 30 shins.
Okay. So you guys go in. Neva walks up to the desk like, hey, I'm looking for a place to stay with my friend here. You know, we're just kind of checking out everything that the 13th tier has to offer. I would love if we could get a place that's like we want 2 bedrooms, like we're not together like that or anything like that, but we're like buddies, so we do want like a kitchenette, like in a common area. You got anything like that? I mean, you know, depending on budget and range. And Rosita, who is sitting on a couch behind the desk, looks utterly unenthused. Yeah, I got something. It's probably 30 shins for 2 weeks. That's what you're looking for. That sounds great. All right, you got your money? And he drops the 30 shins on. He's like, sure do. Here it is right now. All legitimate money. Everything is perfectly league well. And
league well, equal.
She takes the 30 shins, looks at it, looks at him, looks over at Ezri, pulls out 2 keys. A key for 212 and 214. Here you go. 2 weeks. If you need to extend your stay, I need to know at least a day before the end. And your renewal period is 2 weeks unless we negotiate something else ahead of time. Make sense? For sure. I am totally on board with what you are saying. Me and my friend here, totally chill guy, that's why he doesn't talk much. Super cool. But yeah, we take these. And we will head up. By the way, what's the room service situation? There is no room service. Cool. Thank you. And he turns and he hands one of the keys over to Ezri and starts heading for the stairs.
Ezri will follow.
As you guys get up the stairs, he turns and looks at you like, how awesome was that?
You did well, Neva. Good job.
So you guys get to your rooms. And as Paul said, they are clean rooms. They're not messy. They don't look like they've got the ninth world equivalent of bed bugs or anything like that. The kitchenette is a little sad, but compared to what Ezri came from in the Enclave,
right, from the hovel,
it's pretty damn good. Honestly, for Ezri, this is almost kind of like a luxury spot.
Ezri will take the bigger bedroom if one is bigger, or at least the bigger bed.
They are the same size.
They are all the same size.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, how big is the bed?
The bed is the size of someone roughly Ilsen's size.
No!
So your feet will definitely stick over the edge.
Well, she's used to that.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because not many people are the size of Ezra.
That's right.
But we found one person bigger.
Unless they're murder horny.
Yeah, humans.
Unless they're, yeah.
Can Elsen and Magpie have already snuck into the room when Neva and Ezra get in there?
Yeah.
Give me stealth rolls of 12 each.
13.
9 for move training. God damn it, 2.
Magpie, which room do you want to be in when they come in?
Esri's.
Okay, so you're in Esri's when Ezra comes in. Ilsen, you are climbing up the side of the building when you reach, like, a window that's the wrong window, and somebody opens it, and there is a young woman there with sort of almost like a witchy hairstyle, dark hair, and she looks at you as you reach the window, and she's like, can I help you?
No, sorry, I'm here for somebody else, and Ilsen will just keep climbing up.
Okay, keep climbing up. Ezra, you walk into your room, and Magpie is in there. What is Magpie doing when Ezra walks in?
Posing on the bed.
No.
Like a gecko would, you know? Just.
Oh, they said hosing?
No.
Okay.
Hosing.
I was like...
What do you think she would... Where would she get a hose?
I thought you meant urinating, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, God.
I was like, wow.
Marking her territory before you get there.
Popping a squat. Yeah.
Peeing in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, I see you found the place.
It's nice.
It's the nicest place I've possibly ever stayed. No, definitely have ever stayed.
About 2 minutes later, Ilsen falls through the window ungraciously.
Strange how there's just moisture on the sides of the wall sometimes.
Like, the outside is wet?
Yeah. Like, I know we're all... It's a giant cave, but it's...
I'm pretty sure we're allowed to have guests. You guys definitely could have just come up the stairs. That's what we did.
That's no fun.
Well, this is it. At least there's a place that we know we can find each other, since you guys are apparently never going to share where you live.
Yeah. It's generally safer.
Yes.
Generally safer. Mm-hmm. Almost like you guys don't trust me, but whatever. Welcome to my home.
It's not you. It's...
Literally everybody else.
And she, like, pointedly looks at Neva.
Him too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you check out the bathroom? This is awesome.
Hang on. Ezri's gonna go check out the bathroom. This really is the nicest place she's ever been living. So, just gonna go check that out.
So, there is one of those anemone toilets in it, which is awesome. But also, notably, the sink's water runs clear.
Oh.
Holy shit. Ezri will splash some on her face.
It feels so fucking good. It feels so good, but it also makes you aware of just the amount of grime that has built up over the last few days.
You get, like, the dirt spots on the sink, like, if you're... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
You said you did your makeup, right?
Yeah.
So you're just caked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Makeup on dirt on makeup on dirt.
Ezri's pores must be so fucking caked by now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's gonna open those bad boys up. If you guys will excuse me, I'm going to clean up a little. Maybe a lot. I might even change my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Magpie, come on.
You too, Neva.
Oh, okay, cool. He's currently hopping on his bed. This is awesome!
Ezri's gonna clean the fuck up. Running water.
This place is suspiciously nice.
Neva, how old are you?
Old enough.
Ilsen just kind of shivers.
Daniel made finger guns at us when he said that.
Oh, yeah, and listeners, winked. Dan's been doing finger guns the entire time. He's been doing Neva.
Yeah. Ezri, you are shocked to discover that not only does the water run clear in the sink, one of the handles actually produces warm water.
Holy shit balls.
And when you look at the bathroom more carefully, you notice it has legit a real fucking bath.
Ezri's going to be occupied for the next several hours. She fills up the bath with warm water.
I'm super suspicious right now.
Water comes out warm, very hot.
And it turns into mud immediately.
Is it?
I mean, even like a Motel 8 has like clear water, so.
Yeah, but for the Warrens, this is a big deal.
Yeah, but it's only like tier 13.
But it is noticeably better than what's available in tier 8 through 3.
Oh.
Surface City has great quality. Tiers 3 through 8 are meh. You'd still probably see quite a bit of rusty flakes to the water. A little extra iron for your bath to give it a little extra flavor.
No anemia, tiers 3 through 8.
Yeah. this is really good. Like, it's probably not as good as it is down by the shore, like down near the docks around like tier 30, but it's damn good. Whatever's been happening on these tiers has secured a fairly decent quality of life for being, you know, still part of the Warrens.
Like I said, I'm very suspicious about how nice this place is.
Neva has now fallen asleep on his bed and is snoring.
So I guess 3.5 hours later, Ezri pulls herself out of her fourth rinse, because that's how many it took.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one was more of a soak.
Yeah. You feel like Gideon after finally washing off all the ninth house makeup.
Nice. Oh no. Ezri's broken out. Yeah, and she'll come out with clean hair and a shiny scar, or slightly oozing eye.
You guys have never seen Ezri look this clean and put together.
And her cleanest clothes.
Are we having a serious meeting?
I didn't know your hair was that color. You look good. You look clean.
Thanks, I feel clean. I think this might be the cleanest I've ever been.
Holy crap, that's really sad.
I mean, you live a life of crime, then you go to the workhouse, then you live a life of crime, not a lot of baths.
Fair.
Kind of thinking maybe I should have bathed with my other clothes on so they would be clean. I could wash them. I could wash my clothes.
Oh boy.
I don't know when Ezri became like filthy, but I'm here for it.
My head, given like the nature of the way the Enclave lives, I feel like Ezri's been like pretty much constantly filthy.
Oh, absolutely. There were no bathing facilities in either of the other Enclaves.
Yeah. The closest you came to having the opportunity to bathe was when you were rowing across that lake underneath the Transit Guild building.
Yeah. I would say she must wash her hands and face somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, her disguise as an Imperial soldier would not have worked. But otherwise.
Yeah.
Not very clean. Little rag baths. Okay.
Just a rag on a stick.
Rag on a stick.
The way Romans wipe their ass.
Yeah. Rusty water rag on a stick.
Mm-hmm. If you're lucky, nobody wiped their ass with that stick.
You don't know that. Nobody wiped their ass with that stick. I mean, the ass needs cleaning too. So, Magpie. Paul knew who you were.
Wow. My reputation precedes me.
I thought that would distress you more.
Probably shouldn't.
Right? Said you're involved with some pretty shady, possibly corporate people.
Corporate?
I mean, aren't we all involved with shady people?
Not corporate, though.
Ezri looks around pointedly. Yes. I'm just curious. We know what trouble I'm bringing. We know what trouble Ilson's bringing. What kind of trouble are you bringing our way?
No trouble yet.
I don't have any popcorn, so I'm just gonna mime it.
Who was that third person that was watching us?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just my supervisor.
Okay. So you are bringing trouble.
No. They told me to keep a lower profile, and they're making sure I do.
In a friendly, watching out for you sort of way, or in a threatening, we're going to do something about it if you don't sort of way?
A little of both.
So trouble. Guys, I have a wild and crazy idea.
I would love to hear it, because we're in wild and crazy shit.
What if we helped each other?
Explain.
Ilson, you got problems. Magpie, you got problems. I've got problems. Neva, you got problems?
He's been asleep for an hour or two now.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I think this is honestly the best day of his life.
He still has a huge erection, by the way.
Best day ever.
So, Magpie, what are your problems? Or is everything just pure and golden with your supervisor?
Who kidnapped you?
It will be as long as I don't remain public.
This is a private setting? Our one problem child is asleep.
Right, so everything's golden. And I honestly don't know what my problems are.
Best prison break ever. Yeah. I think you know me.
Do we need to be here in Neva's room? Can we...
Will he panic if he wakes up by himself?
No, that's not too loose. I could get out.
Let's step away. Let's just...
Are you living his fantasies?
You guys step back to Ezra's room.
And shut Neva's door.
Make sure you lock it, just to be safe.
I'm not going to lock Neva in there. I was about to say, what if there's a fire? And then I remember, that's me, not Ezri. Magpie, you're great to work with. You're highly skilled, and I'm not going to push you. I can't speak for Ilsen, but I don't really care what kind of trouble you're in. We have literally robbed the Emperor together.
Well, I genuinely don't know what trouble I'm in.
You were kidnapped and drugged by your supervisor?
I think.
You said you were pulled into a meeting. What was the meeting about?
Stop showing my face.
All right. So, a performance review.
Yes. No idea when I was hired, but yes.
Having a boss sucks, sounds like.
It does.
Hold on, you don't know when you were hired?
Not a clue.
What does that mean, that you don't know when you were hired? You're just...
I just know I work there.
So you're just... How long have you been working there?
No idea.
How long do you remember?
The timeline gets fuzzy. Before 2 years. And we all know I'm older than two.
And you're just okay with this? You're just happy working for somebody even though you don't know how you came to work for them? Are you interested in your past at all?
Do I seem in a position to stop it?
With our help, you might be in one.
We'll put that on the back burner.
In favor of what? What's on the front?
Not dying.
That's very vague.
It's fair, though.
For all we know, I like this organization. We just don't remember.
Do you like this organization now, in this moment?
Some of the consequences were annoying, but it didn't bother me that much. Maybe it bothered you.
It does bother me, absolutely.
But you got rid of a problem.
Oh, that's right, because you guys haven't had the talk about that yet.
I don't know what we're talking about, though.
Bertrand.
Yeah, you haven't officially discussed the fact that Magpie was actually the one who stole that item. You have strong suspicions that that's the case.
Right.
Samson is writing more. Oh, no.
I'm just thinking.
And I'm just instigating.
So you're just happy to roll over to some mysterious organization that sounds like stole your life. Like, do you remember what you were doing? And again, are you happy now?
Define happy.
Are you doing what you want to be doing?
What do I want to be doing?
Do tell me.
I have not enough memory to know.
What about your feelings now? How are you feeling now?
Want to be doing something is a social construct.
And you're deflecting.
No, that's just information.
That you're using to deflect. It feels like you...
I love that Ezra is just standing here silent all this time.
Oh, yeah, she's just sort of glowering a little bit. Glowering? How do you say it?
Glowering.
Glowering, thank you. Saying? Yeah.
Although after the bash, she is glowering. Absolutely.
She's absolutely. Yes. She's glowing and glowering.
Yeah, honestly, Ezra, you feel so fucking good right now.
Probably just sitting there enjoying that feeling.
She honestly thinks Ilsen is more likely to get information out of Magpie. So, Actually, Ezra will carefully sit down in a chair.
It supports your weight comfortably.
What?
This is a very suspicious room. How's that for deflection?
Don't.
This room.
Don't change the subject, Magpie.
It's a very good deflection.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. For all we know, I'm insane. And when I remember something, I'll just go on a murdering spree. And that will solve all problems.
It feels like more deflection, but we'll give you a break for now.
But it's the truth.
Magpie, you hear a voice almost spectral. Miss Thornbush, tell me again what happened in the Liberation of the Peaks. And it fades into nothingness.
I should research the Liberation of the Peaks.
What?
Hmm?
You said you should research the Liberation of the Peaks. Why did you say that just now?
Somebody asked me about it.
Who?
I don't know.
All right, well...
You hear another spectral voice, this time singlets. You'll do it and be happy about it. Stop crying, child. And then it vanishes.
Research will make me happy.
Research into what?
I don't know. But we won't be crying.
She just starts silently crying while smiling.
Ilsen's going to look at Ezri and then back to Magpie.
You know what? Maybe we've delved a little too far for now. Ezri, did you have a plan in mind for how we can help each other with our various woes?
The best source I have is talking to Emery and seeing what they have to say and then going from there, but...
Okay. When are you meeting her? Then?
She's going to reach out in a couple days.
Ezri, evens or odds?
Evens.
Alex, roll me a die. Tell me if you get even or odd.
Eight.
Okay. Ezra, you notice that there is a tiny corner of paper sticking out underneath the pillow of your bed.
Oh, she takes it.
There's a note inside. It's not signed. It just says, tomorrow, noon, 8th tier, tunnel, 3rd from the left. And that's rolling this episode.
Tomorrow, noon, 8th tier, tunnel to the left.
Mm-hmm. Alex, something about this episode.
I like that we are trying to become a team.
Yes.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Time to shake things up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys have all sincerely been rocked out of your base of operations, so.
True.
Mm-hmm. It's time to start depending on each other a bit more.
I also liked slapping Neva. That was fun.
Slapping Neva is always good.
Everybody loves it.
Neva has for sure now become my favorite NPC to play.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Magpie having voices treating her like a teacher is interesting. Or maybe not a teacher, but then there's that anthropology knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Very intriguing.
I might have to actually look at my character backstory because I forgot it all.
I've been referencing.
Why you gotta keep it simple. Crime, 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 crime.
Crime, 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 crime.
Crime, crime, crime.
So this is the difference. Unlike Cha-Cha, Alex has a real backstory for Magpie
here. Not a bullshit one that's made up on the spot.
Yeah, we're no longer just like a child, forest child. We have an actual backstory.
Mm-hmm. I liked the forest child backstory.
That was a good backstory.
It was good. I quite enjoyed that. I thought,
I'm like,
I can't remember if we ever got to Alex's it explicitly.
Is there some backstory?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember if we ever explicitly described it during campaign one, but Cha-Cha was, she has a systemic effect of things in the Ninth World. She was birthed from the various effects of the Ninth World. She had no mother and father. She was
just there.
Something that came.
Born of the midichlorians.
Yeah, well, and same thing. Prentice was the same way, and Bastion was the same way. The difference was is that Cha-Cha never fully succumbed to Buddy Cop while at the same time never going completely against Buddy Cop until the end.
But I think it's appropriate that I forgot my backstory for this character.
It really helps your roleplay, Alex. Yeah.
So I was like, should I read that backstory or should I just be like, no, feed it to me slowly, Daniel?
Well, I think it's good that it came about here just because I think it was time that we really kind of peeled back a little bit on Magpie's backstory.
We planned it, I promise. The backstory, that is.
Well, we have a segment that we do each week called Player Intrusions. That's where we offer you, the listener, an XP to check out something that we think you'd really dig. This week, it is my turn. I'm going to tell you, I was very torn on which thing I was going to do this time. But the thing I will offer you an XP to check out is the album, There Existed an Addiction to Blood by Clipping. It is a concept album, a rap concept album around the idea of vampires. It's so fucking good. So first of all, one of the things that Clipping does is all the instrumentation is not done with traditional instrument. It's done with field recordings of various things. So the percussion can be cinder blocks that are being broken and that they've then done a field recording of and sampled over and over again. Davey Diggs of Hamilton fame is the MC, and he is fucking amazing. Like I said, it's a concept album about vampires, but one of the things that I think is interesting is that, well, featured artists that come in for a particular track are allowed to break this rule. One of the constraints that V. Diggs made for himself is that none of his verses would be in first person. So everything is either third person or second person. A lot of times rap is very much in first person, depends on the situation, but that constraint that he put on himself forces him to be telling the story. Various songs about vampires, like Friends Turning on Friends. And of course, a lot of it is using it as a way of talking about like sort of urban decay, things like that. Definitely conjuring image of what, despite what Stace describes, like the way I always think of Detroit, which is really the Devil's Night of the Crow movie. And I've been to Detroit and I know it's not like that, but that's always what I picture when I see Detroit. It's so compelling. Like, there's a follow-up album to this called Visions of Bodies Being Burned, which is also a horror concept album, which is also very good. But of the two, There Existed an Addiction to Blood is the one that I keep coming back to over and over again. I was telling my castmates shortly before we started recording, there's one song from it. And if you are in our Discord, you would know. that I reference a lot called Nothing is Safe. And near the end of campaign one, I would listen to it every time before we recorded to kind of hype myself up before a session, to kind of remind myself that feeling of there's no safe harbor, like things are escalating, there's nowhere to go. It's so good. It's so brilliant. It's fast paced. Every song on it, I feel like, is a banger. And even the ones that are kind of slow, like there's one track on it that's literally just a field recording of a piano burning, but it's still like so compelling as an epilogue to the album. So highly recommend you check out Clipping. There existed an addiction to blood. It's so, so good. And hey, if you join our Discord, you'll probably see me reference it over and over again because I keep coming back to it. And the reason why I'm recommending it again right now is kind of circled back into rotation, and I've been listening to it over and over again nonstop, which is appropriate considering that Lathe is also a little bit like that.
True.
Spoilers.
There existed an addiction to blood by Clipping. Samson, if people wanted to tell us what they think of There Existed an Addiction to Blood or the podcast, how would they do that?
Well, they can talk to us about Clipping and a bunch of other stuff on our socials. You'll find our socials at our website, explorerswanted.fm. You'll find that on Mastodon, we are at explorerswanted at dice.camp. On Blue Sky, we are at explorerswanted.fm. On Instagram and Facebook, we are at explorerswantedpodcast. But the best place to talk to us, as Dan alluded to, is our Discord. explorerswanted.fm/discord will take you there. Also, if it is within your means and you're feeling generous, patreon.com/explorerswanted is the best place to support us. And please use our Dice Affiliate code with DieHardDice, explorerswanted, at checkout. You get 10% off your order.
And if you can't financially support us, we totally understand. The best thing that you could do for us is to tell your friends, tell them why you like the show, why they should listen to it, why you like listening to it. Podcasts grow by word of mouth. The second best thing you could do is leave us a 5-star written review on a podcast directory, specifically like Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Those really make a difference for people finding the show, and we are getting, at least at time of recording, very close to that special number of downloads of 69,420.
Yes.
Which I believe Alex and Stace had agreed to collaborate on some specific fan fiction, specifically Vlad's novels. So we're very excited to reach that point.
Guarantee at least AO3 quality.
That's all we're looking for. Vlad didn't have much better than that. And if you didn't like the podcast, or if you just thought it was meh, well, dental hygiene is important. Brush your teeth. Make sure you do it for at least 3 minutes and be thorough. Floss your teeth. Get deep into the gum line. You'll bleed at first, but you'll toughen up as time passes. Use some mouthwash to kill any of those nasty bacteria still lurking in the crevices. Your teeth are important. And while your tooth enamel is harder than iron, that doesn't make them invincible. More to the point, your teeth are optimized for omnivorous diets. But you don't have to stop there. Consider filing a few of them to optimize for tearing. Polish them black so that no one can see the blood stains. Just know that no matter what regimen you follow or what's coming, they will never be sharp enough. If you want to reach out to us individually on social media, you can. You can find me on Mastodon as Daniel at Anderlick, ANDRLIK.org.
You find me on our Discord occasionally. I'm Stace Windu.
I'd bite my tongue off so fast and hard, like it wouldn't be funny. I'm at Slam Potato on most places, Twitter at Mastodon at Dice.camp, and Blue Sky.
That's a lie. Samson's not really on any of those. He's just lurking.
It's so hard to keep up.
But I feel like Neve would be into that, just saying. I'm T with a Unicorn on Instagram, Threads, and Twitch.
All right. That's it for us. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week, as we will for every week in the foreseeable future. Have a good night, day, weekend, or whenever you're listening to this. And
bye. Bye.